A new study has found that the noble gas xenon can counteract some of the major hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. Now, this has only been demonstrated so far in mice engineered to develop an Alzheimer's-like pathology, as well as on cells grown in a culture dish, but it does look very interesting. Oleg Potofsky at Harvard's Brain Science Initiative has found that exposure to xenon boosts the activity of the brain's microglial cells. Now, these are a bit like litter pickers. They prowl around the brain clearing up rubbish. A burst of xenon gas seems to make them much more mobile, so they can migrate towards mess more quickly, and they do a better cleanup job in the process.
The question was whether we can use xenon gas, which is very rare gas in atmosphere, whether we can use this to modulate immune cells of the brain in a way they're going to be beneficial or reparative in Alzheimer's disease.
Why would a noble gas like xenon, A, get into the brain, and B, affect how cells in the brain work in the first place? What's the evidence that that's even possible?
So there's not much evidence, but historically, xenon has been tried in different things, including brain trauma, psychotic conditions, stuff like that. It is anesthetic gas. It actually has been approved in Europe to use it in anesthesia, although they don't use it because of the cost. It's very, very expensive and rare gas, but it can be used for particular dosage to use it as anesthesia, that's all.
Tell us about the study you did then in Alzheimer's disease. You're doing this in mice. Now, mice don't naturally get Alzheimer's disease, so these must be mice that have been engineered in some way to develop something a bit like Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So this is transgenic mice, which overexpress particular proteins, which is called amyloids or tau proteins, which are pathogenic in Alzheimer's. So once human aged, these proteins start to aggregate and became toxic. This is how mice done. So they overexpress. They have high expression with human proteins, and they start to develop some sign of pathology resembling to human AD brains. Although before moving to mice, we did some simple experiments to see whether xenon has any effect related to neurodegenerative condition. My lab many years ago developed this interesting experiment paradigm where we transplant that cell into a living mouse brain. And within hours, this immune cell called microglia, they migrate. They're coming close to the cells. They recognize some dying cells, migrate to the cells and phagocyte. And this is great to test anything, including xenon. Mice have been exposed once to xenon inhalation, about 40 minutes. Microglia affected in a way they very quickly migrate. They recognize these dying cells, phagocyte, and this is what they did. This was a trigger to us to move forward and to try now xenon inhalation in these Alzheimer's mouse models. They became more migratory, more phagocytic.
And what impact did that enhanced activity conferred on the microglia by the xenon treatment have on the Alzheimer's progression slash presentation in these mice?
So the fact, we start to look at whether we do see reduction in these amyloid plaques, and this is what we found. But as well, this was associated with reduction of so-called neuritic plaques. Those aggregates actually cause to neuronal death or synaptic loss. And we find as well that xenon mitigates this pathological evidence. So this was great. As a future, moving forward, we'd like to see where xenon as well have effect on cognitive improvements. That's going to be very important in as a treatment for Alzheimer's.
It's an interesting observation, that, isn't it? Oleg Potofsky there from Harvard University.